This is Dr. Inigo, dictating disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Luis Galvan. Date of birth, February the 18th, 1988. Case ID number is 533-1281. Date of exam, March the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 35-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chest discomfort, comma, and amaurosphobia / anxiety. That's AMAXPHOBIA. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on June the 15th, 2015, where he used to work for a billing company and used to do text support, which he did for approximately 2 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his father and brother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, chest discomfort. Number two, amaurosphobia / anxiety. Number one, chest discomfort. The claimant states that in 2011, he was having a mid-chest pain, which was a stabbing pain located in his mid-chest area, which would not radiate to any other part of his body. He states sometimes he would have that pain for 2 hours, and he would have it at least once a month. He states it was not associated by any kind of exertion, comma, rest, comma, or food intake. The pain was not relieved by nitroglycerin, comma, rest, or antacids. He states he did not have symptoms of shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, or dizziness, but he did have nausea and vomiting. His risk factors include a family history of heart disease. He denies any history of hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, high cholesterol, comma, or smoking. The claimant has a history of gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant has no shortness of breath, pedal edema, and only sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with panic attacks / possible costochondritis. Allegation number two, amaurosphobia / anxiety. The claimant states that since 2010, he has had amaurosphobia, which is the inability to drive secondary to anxiety. The claimant states he suffers from severe anxiety, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and decreased energy. The father complains that he also has obsessive compulsive disorder and sometimes will take a bath for 4 hours and has to be constantly washing his body. And then there are times when he will not take a bath at all. He did see a psychiatrist for his condition. However, he states that it was that the medications were so expensive that he was unable to buy them. The claimant denies any problems with insomnia, comma, suicidal attempts / ideation, comma, or hallucinations. his father presented with him, who is a physician, and states that he's the one treating him at this time, secondary to not having enough funds to pay for his medications. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, climb 2 to 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a broom, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and he has presently seen no other physician except for his father. He is presently on no medications, and he is looking for work at this time. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, but not doing any other exercise. Family history: the father is 70 and suffers from angina, comma, high cholesterol, and he does have an uncle with obsessive compulsive disorder as well. His mother is 58 and in good health. Medications: none. Medical problems: amorexphobia, comma, anxiety, comma, chest discomfort, comma, panic attacks, comma, obsessive compulsive disorder, comma. And symptoms of possible depression. Major surgeries: none. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 161 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3 fourths inches tall, BP 119 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 25.5. General: this is a 35-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant states that he does wear glasses but forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to neurological, after the last sentence? The claimant did come with his father, since he is unable to drive, secondary to have an amorexphobia. He did appear to have soap studs on his arms and appeared to be somewhat anxious. He does not appear to get along with his father very well, and there was tension between them. The father was asked to leave after history was taken. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity: based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environments secondary to amaurophobia / anxiety, which is a fear of driving. Because of this condition, the claimant cannot work because he is unable to drive to his workplace, and it has caused a handicap for his family. Probable diagnoses. Number one, chest discomfort probable costochondritis versus panic attacks appears to be normal at this time. Number two, amaurophobia / anxiety, not being treated at this time. The claimant appeared to be a normal 35-year-old male. He does have fear of driving, and his father does have to drive him everywhere. And he states he is unable to work secondary to the fear of driving to his workplace. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis Galvan.